Well, I just wanted to give you some information about some things that have been happening in the life of our church, and I'm going to give you a summary statement because I'm also going to make sure when you leave today, you have something in your hands that will give you a greater amount of detail. Back in the fall of 2017, I began having some conversations with one of the pastors in our community. And the pastor that I began having these conversations with has been a friend of mine since I've been here. He is a pastor that I admire with all my heart, and I've come to really, really love. In 2014, when I came here, when we moved here, there putting boards in our home and putting in our flooring was Pastor Ryan O'Malley. And Pastor Ryan O'Malley, from that point on, I just watched his life. And Pastor Ryan O'Malley pastors the Pursuit Community Church. Many of you may know Pastor Ryan. I immediately developed a good bond of friendship with him, tracked his life, his church. We would gather for community gatherings, and we would spend time together. But in the fall of last year, Ryan called me and asked me to come and meet with him because, like pastors. We need people that we can call on and spend time with and share our hearts with. Sometimes we can't really share sometimes in a church. And so he called me in, we had coffee together, and Ryan proceeded to share with me some situations going on in his life. And in the middle of that conversation, Ryan looked at me and he said, "Dan, I really appreciate what you do, and I really love what you at Central are doing and your involvement with the Southern Baptist Convention. You guys are doing some, you know, you're part of a really cool network." And he said, "I wish we had that kind of a network. I wish that we had that kind of fellowship amongst pastors and churches, because we're an independent church, but a very growing church." And so I took those statements and I kind of tucked them away in my mind and thought about them occasionally. I offered to give him a book and told him to come in and get it to just help him in some areas of his life. Well, it took 3 months for him to come in and get that book. And all through the fall season, right on through Christmas, just didn't think much, just kept waiting for Ryan to come in. But I got to admit to you, I've had bouts of discouragement. And this church has a long history to it. This church has an amazing history. We've been here for almost 40 years, you know. In the early 90s, we were running around 300 people here. And then in 2000, we were running about 100. 2010, still running about 100. 2012, dipped down to about 80. And then we took a jump upward when you called me briefly, because I think there's always a spike and people are hoping for change. And yet, over the last 4 years, we have been praying for God to do something. We've been praying for revival. We've been praying for a movement of God's Spirit. When Ryan came in to get his book, the Lord had just prompted on my heart, saying something to me, working on my heart, and all of this is written down for you, by the way, to ask Ryan a question. I said, "Ryan, would you consider merging your church with Central Baptist Church, where we can form one church and be a new church, where the message of Jesus Christ goes forth from this place in an amazing, amazing, powerful way?" Ryan sat there and looked at me like some of you are right now. He wasn't quite sure what to say. But his eyes got big and he said, well, let me just pray about this. Let's pray about it. Long story short, Ryan and I and his wife Maggie and my wife Sharon, we've been having meals together regularly, praying together like mad, talking together, reading together, studying together. And over the last couple of months, we have been making sure that our leadership teams in our respective churches have been made aware of this ongoing prayer process. And so I have brought our leadership into that understanding. And so around you in the room today, you have a number of our leaders who for the last several weeks have been praying very hard about this concept of bringing our churches together and forming a new church. Pursuit currently has somewhere between 70 to 100 adults. They have approximately 30 to 40 children. They're made up primarily of all young families, very young families, and college students. They have about 30 college students who are part of their ministry. They're about 5 years old, really. They're an offshoot of a former church in this community. They're an offshoot of that. And God has had his finger on Pursuit. God has had his hand. He's been anointing that church in some very amazing ways. And I'm just saying to you this morning, I have the utmost amazing admiration for Ryan O'Malley and what his vision is and what his ministry is all about. And so immediately there are questions that are going to come to your mind asking, well, what about this and what about that and what about this? And what we're going to give to you this morning is basically information that asks at least 10 questions that Ryan and I have asked ourselves over and over and over, and we've been praying through. And it's going to have what we believe are some answers, but they're partial, and it's still a work in progress. And we want you as the body of Christ here at Central to be praying about this and asking for God to continue to work. We had a meal together with about 25 or 30 of us on Wednesday with our leadership teams and their teams. And all I can say to you, it was the most wonderful evening, one of the most wonderful evenings I've ever experienced in my life. Bringing people together of all ages and all walks of life in a shared spirit of just a commonality. And so that's where we are at in this process. We want to give you that information. We want you just to begin to pray. Please look at the questions that are posed in this information piece we're going to give you. And I am going to stay after a little while today. Bob's probably going to stay with me. If you have any initial questions, you're welcome to ask them, but most of them are going to be in this piece of information. I'm going to be here on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. If you want to come back and you want to ask questions about a little bit more, or you want a little bit more information, we'll try to give you that. There will probably be some points along this way where you're going to hear from Pastor Ryan. We might do a pastor swap, and where he can bring a message to you and you can hear his heart. I'll be bringing a message to his people. And so that's it, folks. I hope you understand my heart, and I hope you understand what we're talking about. It is a pivotal, pivotal point in the life of our church as to what these next steps might look like. And we're excited. We really are. So I'm gonna end it right there. We have these pieces of information that I'm going to ask Jim and Bryce, would you guys mind passing these out to everybody? While you stand to your feet, and we're going to sing a closing song, and then, like I say, I will be more than happy to chat with you. Bob and I will be glad to, as you think through that. We're going to give you plenty of opportunities to ask questions. We're not in any way trying to rush this. We won't rush this, but we also are excited about the implications of this. So we're going to give you plenty of opportunity to ask your questions if you have them.